You're listening to The Drive on 770 CHQR.
Welcoming Bruce Winder back to The Drive this afternoon. Bruce Winder, a retail analyst. It's his specialty. He's worked in the retail industry for 30 years. He's also the author of a book, Retail, Before, During, and After COVID-19. Bruce, welcome back to The Drive. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on the program.
Yeah, Bruce, so how bad is the supply chain situation right now for retailers?
Well, it's pretty bad depending on who you are. It really varies depending on sort of how sophisticated you are. You know, if you're not very sophisticated, you probably have a lot of empty shelves right now, mm-hmm. and you probably will continue to have them for a few weeks past the holiday. If you have your act together and you have your A game on and you started planning literally a year in advance, then you're going to do okay. So it's going to vary depending on how sophisticated you are as a retailer and how big you are too, and how much negotiating power you have with the folks in your supply chain.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that, Bruce. Yeah, that's a good point. The flooding and mudslides over the past couple of days in BC, it stopped railway cars from getting into and out of the Port of Vancouver. That can't be helping the situation with the flow of goods, right?
No, I mean, it's really sad because, you know, this is by far the hardest year in terms of managing supply chains on record, at least, you know, with it since we kept records. And now you have this unfortunate incident happening on the West Coast. And, you know, as we've all read, that's going to shut down the ports, right, in terms of the railways, right? So, I mean, it really puts makes a bad situation worse, particularly for people in Western Canada, but not also Western Canada, but even the rest of Canada, too, because a lot of the goods that you see in stores come from Asia.
Yeah,
and most of them come through Vancouver.
Yeah, no kidding. The supply chain issues, Bruce, does it affect online retailers as much as, you know, the brick and mortar stores?
Yeah, it's funny you mention that. I mean, I was doing some digging over the last few days, and it really depends on who you're talking to. I mean, I read an article about Amazon, and they got way ahead of this. They used different carriers and different ships and different ports and added thousands of people and did everything in advance. So they're in good shape from a inventory standpoint. But if you're sort of someone who didn't do all that, you know, you're probably going to have your merchandise arrive late, maybe even after the holidays. So it really depends on who you are, whether it's online or brick and mortar.
And for shoppers, you know, for you and I who are trying to take care of any holiday shopping we want to do this year, is there any way we can mitigate these issues?
Geez, it's a tough one. I mean, you can order, you know, if you order from an Amazon, maybe if you order from some of the big companies like the Canadian Tires or something like that, you might get it in time, you know, or just go out locally and look what's on the shelf. Just try to be a little more open-minded in terms of the gifts you give your loved mm-hmm. ones this year, because, you know, you're going to have to sort of pick what's there versus get exactly what you want in some cases.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate your insight this afternoon. Thanks for the conversation.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Take care.
You're welcome. That's Bruce Winder. He's worked in the retail industry for 30 years. He's an analyst right now, also the author of the book, Retail, Before, During, and After COVID-19. Local. That's what my family's doing this year. We are B-U-Y-I-N-G, buying local. That's what we're going to focus on, just to try and handle the things with respect to supply chain issues.
The Drive, 3:30 to 6, weekday afternoons on 770 CHQR.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.